T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is 0-1. Osuna grounds one towards second. Pirela will shovel it onto short. Everyone is safe. That was a bad decision. And now the Pirates have the tying run aboard, and Jordy Mercer's coming up.
And that was against the Padres back in May. You might remember that game. The Pirates got to Brad Hand a few times in that series and made the All-Star closer look bad. He actually, despite making the All-Star team, has been one of the least efficient closers in baseball this year. Hand has blown 5 saves, which is tied with Fernando Rodney for the most blown saves in baseball.
Vasquez has blown 4.
And Hand,
4 in 5 game period in late May.
Hand, along with a rookie reliever, Adam Simber, who's a middle reliever for the Padres, or was, both dealt to Cleveland a little while ago for one of the best prospects in all of baseball. Adam Mejia, a catching prospect, Baseball Prospectus ranked him as the 5th best prospect in baseball and the top catching prospect in all of baseball. Hand has 3.5 years left on his contract. It looks a lot like the Vasquez contract. The only difference is with Vasquez, there are a couple of option years on it, team option years. So Felipe Vasquez has 3.5 years left in a Pirates uniform. Not a Pirates uniform, but 3.5 years left on his contract plus a couple of team options. So the first question that comes to my mind when a trade like this gets made is, if you're Neil Huntington, would you pull the trigger on a Vasquez trade if you got the same kind of return? So if you could get one of the best prospects in baseball back, we've speculated a lot on this show. The guy they could get the most for is Felipe Vasquez. Well, here is a trade that sets the market for that deal. Hand is not as good as Vasquez. They're both left-handed pitchers. Hand is not as good. They're both closers. Vasquez has the same number of years left on his contract, and the cost is about the same. So
I'm looking at Vasquez. He's due to make 4 next year.
Yep.
Then 5-2-5, then 7-2-5.
And then the 2 option
and then
years.
And the 2 option years.
Right.
After
so that's
that.
3.5 years left on his deal at affordable numbers. And if you pull up Hand's contract, the terms of the deal are pretty much comparable. And so the Indians just gave up a top five prospect in all of baseball to get this guy. Now, the Padres had to give up a middle reliever. I mean, take your pick. If the Pirates had to throw, I don't know, Richard Rodriguez or Edgar Santana in the deal to make it happen, I don't think I'd lose any sleep over that.
Well, I guess it depends on how close you think you are to competing. They want to tell you they're not rebuilding. That they would look at their argument could be, and you're right, the one guy who would get the most back is Vasquez, there's no doubt.
And now we know what he would get back.
And, I mean, Huntington talked about that Sunday when he said the single most prized commodity is young relievers with controllable years, and that describes Vasquez. The question is, now, do you think you can compete within the next 3 years and you have a closer that you can build around, or do you think it's going to take longer than 3 years? Are the Pirates a better team than San Diego is? Is San Diego looking more down the road than they are maybe the Pirates are? That's the other side of it. You know what? I want to know what you're going to get back.
What if it's something like this? What if it's a top five prospect in all of baseball?
You know, I saw the White Sox make some trades for those guys, and I wonder how it's going to pan out for them. It panned out for the Cubs, right?
And the Astros.
It panned out for the Astros and in Kansas City to a degree as well. Not so much yet for the White Sox. Doesn't mean they had the one prize starter, right, that everybody wanted, didn't they? To get the White Sox, he's in there, wrote Polito. Now, is that his name, Polito?
Giolito.
He's been terrible.
Lucas Giolito. He's pitched better lately, but overall he's had a very bad year.
And now he's a young guy, yeah. And they don't always get better the way you want them to get better. So, you know, I guess I'm pretty neutral on this. If they trade Vasquez and get back what looks to be a great haul, I'll be okay with it. If they decide to keep him, I'll be okay
with
that, too.
So I think that closers, if you look at the Pirates, okay, if there's an interchangeable position on this roster with Huntington at the helm, it's been closer. They have changed closers repeatedly, and the production has been really good from pitcher to pitcher.
From Hanrahan to who? Grilly?
To Melanson.
Melanson to Vasquez.
So you say a three-year...
Watson for a while, that didn't work out.
You say a three-year window. I think that Neil Huntington could find another closer. If they're going to compete in 2 years, one of the things I trust him with is finding somebody to pitch the ninth inning effectively. And, you know, I look at the Padres now. They've got 10 of baseball's top 100 prospects. That's what I want the Pirates to do.
Yeah, again, I'll point to the White Sox. Did they not have when they made their deals last year? Did they not have
thing? But I don't think the jury is still out on the White Sox.
Yeah, it's been massively disappointing so far. But you're right. It's still a little too soon to say their strategy was poor. But, I mean, I remember the exact same thing last year. We said the White Sox have 10 of the top 60 players in the game. Sometimes prospects don't develop, but you get enough of them, you figure a couple of them are going to.
And if the industry says this guy is the best at his position and is one of the best in the sport, in the minor leagues, you take a shot on that, as far as I'm concerned. You know, the Pirates have not been good at developing players, but this guy's been in somebody else's system for a long time, so maybe he's learned a trick or two.
No, I mean, I think the thing, the Indians, they got a guy back now that they have control over for 3 years. I don't think they think this is their last shot. I think they have a chance to be competitive, so they're willing to give up a young guy, a hot young guy, because they think they have a team. I mean, I don't think they're very good this year. I think the bullpen has been awful, but they're running away with their division because it's so bad. They're going to be in the playoffs, and now maybe this guy will help them at the time. Is it going to be enough to get them past the Boston, the Yankees, and Houston? I don't know about that, but they think beyond that, they're still going to have a good team next year and maybe even the year after. So now they like to think they have a closer.
Okay, so now the market's been set, I think, for a Vasquez trade. The Indians acquire Brad Hand from San Diego, an all-star closer with years of control, just like Vasquez. And the Indians part with a top five prospect to make that deal happen. If you're the Pirates, would you trade Vasquez for a top prospect? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We'll get your thoughts on that next. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.